This is Nurse Shobola on Wellness Show. Thank you for being here today. If you always subscribe to the show, thank you so much, the Wellness member. You are always incredible. And if you are here for the first time, make sure you subscribe to the show, because today, like in every episode, I'm bringing you the most informative and educative topic on health. Today, I will be discussing about Lassa fever, the definition, the risk factor, the causes, the signs and symptoms, and ways that we can prevent it. As of 24th of January, 195 confirmed cases of Lassa fever and 29 deaths had been reported in 11 states in Nigeria. Nigeria Center for Disease Control reported this. The number of cases usually climb in January due to the weather condition during the dry season. Almost 90% of the recent confirmed cases have been in Edo, Ondo, and Ebonyi states, but there have always been deaths in the north. Lassa fever is also known as Lassa hemorrhagic fever. It is a type of viral hemorrhagic fever caused by the Lassa virus. Many of those infected by the virus do not develop symptoms. And the animal reservoir or the host of Lassa virus is a rodent commonly known as multi-mammoth rat. Lassa virus is transmitted to human through contact with a food or household item contaminated with this rodent's urine, the feces, blood, and the saliva. What are the signs and symptoms of Lassa fever? In those who have symptoms, Lassa fever begins with a flu-like illness. And the symptoms include, we have fever, we have generalized weakness, body back pain, nausea, abdominal pain, severe headache, sore throat, diarrhea, and vomiting. So if anyone just suddenly fall ill with the signs and symptoms that I've listed above, kindly go to the hospital. Don't assume it is malaria. Yes, it means that you can prevent this Lassa fever. And the most important preventive ways that you can prevent this outbreak of Lassa fever is, one, is for you to eliminate rodent habitats by improving sanitation, the safe food storage and preparation, and also clean water access. Limit consumption or safely preparing bush meat by and thorough cooking. But our advice for now, kindly stay away from bush meat, anything bush meat, just stay away from it for now. Then another ways is that for you to prevent the transmission and this outbreak is by you proper hand hygiene. You wash your hand always, if possible. Avoid using your hand to touch your nose, your mouth, your eyes, or any of your body if it is not properly washed. Ensure you practice proper hand hygiene. Wash your hand always with soap and water. And if you can't have access to soap and water, you can use alcohol-based sanitizer. Yes. Storing grains and other foodstuffs in rodent-proof container will also help. Disposing garbage far away from the home. And ensure that you maintain clean household items. Don't eat any leftover food, especially in an environment that rats may be plenty. And those rats may have stood or urinated in that food. So you can just avoid eating leftover food, if not properly stored, like kept. So when you find a dead rat in your house, don't pick it with your bare hands. The blood or the body fluid of the living or the dead rat can infect you. So make sure you use glove to pick it and ensure that you bury or you burn it safely. Don't dispose rats anyhow or anywhere. This is not a time for you to dispose rats anyhow. Ensure you cover your food properly. Use airtight container. Lock your cupboard, cover holes and openings to prevent rats. Then you keep your kitchen clean. Another thing I want to say is that if you know you are the type that buy suya or akara from the roadside people, you know the newspaper they use is not properly kept. Probably where they kept it, rats might have urinated on it, or might have stood on it, or might have the body fluid or anything might have touched it. There's no way you can clean the newspaper or store it in a good way. So if you know you want to buy suya as at this time or akara, kindly take your container along with you to prevent a lot of things. Alright, that is all for today. Thank you, Wellness Member. You are incredible. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of my new episode. Stay conscious about your health and always remember that your health is important and your health should be your priority. Thank you so much for listening.